Four jolly men went courting of a maiden pure and sweet. A tinker, a tailor, a soldier, and a sailor. Each jolly man he laid his heart right at her pretty feet. As he sighed and he cried, "Be my bride." The tinker said, "You'll find I'm very handy with a screw. My hammer is a mighty tool when there's a job to do. I'll plug your holes and mend your pipes and fix your hose up too. If you will marry me, if you will marry me." The tinker, the tailor, the soldier, or the sailor, which one shall it be? Oh, which one shall it be? The tailor said, "My needle is the longest in the land. I'll always fit you like a glove. My style's in great demand. And when I press your pretty things, I'll do it all by hand. If you will marry me, if you will marry me." The tinker, the tailor, the soldier, or the sailor, which one shall it be? Oh, which one shall it be? The soldier said, "I'll let you hold my trusty bayonet. It's never missed a target since I was a young cadet. It's at your service day and night when duty calls, my pet. If you will marry me, if you will marry me." The tinker, the tailor, the soldier, or the sailor, which one shall it be? Oh, which one shall it be? The sailor said, "Well, blow me down, just wait until you've seen the gorgeous little periscope upon my submarine. I'll drop my anchor in your port and swab your deck so clean. If you will marry me, if you will marry me." The tinker, the tailor, the soldier, or the sailor, which one shall it be? Oh, which one shall it be? The maiden said, "Including other things, I've raised your hopes. But you can keep your needles, bayonets, tools, and periscopes. I'm wedded to a cowboy, and he showed me all the ropes. The night he married me, the night he married me." The tinker, the tailor, the soldier, and the sailor are crying, "Woe is me. How hard this life can be. How hard this life can be."
Every Sunday morning to the door I go. Even though I might be yawning, I could not be slow. Out upon the porch I rush to get the morning papers, then pick out an easy chair and laugh at funny capers.
I love to read the funny. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around.
No matter if I'm feeling blue, it's just a kill for me, for I could sit and laugh at them until eternity. There's so much to be read that I take them all to bed. The things they do, I'm telling you, they'll nearly knock you dead. Yes,
I love to read the funny. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around. I love to read the funny. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around.
Medicine I ever take gives me the same good break. It's all I need for plenty speed when worry I would shake. Now why should I feel blue, get myself all in a stew? With all the comics close at hand, I know just what to do.
Gee, I love to read the funny. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around.
Flying high up up in the sky, but Sawyer gives me thrill. The way he gets out of those jams gives me such doggone chill. And Fearless Jungle Jim sure can take it on the chin. Old Lone Ranger is no stranger, how I worship him. Yes, I love to read the funny. I can hardly wait till Sunday comes around. I want a paper, a funny paper.
Captain Jinx one night on Broadway, all alone, read the news about the wireless telephone. Pretty soon his thoughts began to stray, over 7,000 miles away. Then he went and drew a whole month's pay to phone and say, hello, how are ya? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. Ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I have to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York through the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are ya? How are you? Goodbye. After he was through his phoning, he was broke. To his friends he started moaning, it's no joke. For the money spent to phone that far, I could buy myself a motor car. But I love her like a real Jack Tar. So there you are. Hello, how are ya? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. Ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I have to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are ya? How are you? Goodbye. Hello, how are ya? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. Ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I had to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are ya? How are you? Goodbye.
Sunshine, honest I do. That's why you see me smiling at you. You're the flower of old Mother Earth. We've got to lift our hats to you. I love your mountains, trees, and your ocean breeze. Honolulu, I'm wild about you. Thank you.
I love your sunshine, honest I do. That's why you see me smiling at you. You're the flower of old Mother Earth. We've got to lift our hands to you. I love your mountains, trees, and your ocean breeze. Honolulu, I'm wild about you.
From now on, oh Elvis, you're a dog face now. I'm nothing but a dog face, and I got a lot of dimes. I'm nothing but a dog face, and I got a lot of dimes, yeah man. And I've cornered all the money, and you ain't no friends of mine. Oh Elvis, you're a yard bird now. Elvis, you're a yard bird now. Pick up those butts and don't you fret, you might be a 90-day wonder yet. Hey Elvis, you're a yard bird now. Oh Elvis, you're a buck private now. Oh Elvis, you're a buck private now. Just kiss them Cadillacs adieu, cause you'll be riding in army shoes. Hey Elvis, you're a buck private now. Love my fenders, love my feet, love me sergeant too. Oh Elvis, you are in the army now. Hey Elvis, you're in the army now. But don't you holler, boy, don't you cry. You'll be like me by and by, a red-hot civilian. Oh, Elvis, you are in the army now. I don't mean maybe. It's squad right, squad left. You heard me, private, you ain't deaf. Elvis, hear me now. You're in the army now. So long.
Be a lieutenant in the Women's Army Corps, and I got a very good reason to be a lieutenant, for I'm gonna get even with Elvis Presley, sergeant.
She's gonna get even with Elvis Presley, sergeant.
I'll pin up Elvis's picture while he stands there in salutes. Every night confined to quarters, he'll try all of Elvis's boots. I'm gonna get even with Elvis Presley, sergeant.
She's gonna get even with Elvis Presley, sergeant.
That cat in the guardhouse, I'll rip all the stripes off his arm. I'll bust him to private and ship him right back to his beaver confines. Wage my own personal war. I'm gonna get even with Elvis Presley, sergeant. I'm gonna get even
with Elvis Presley,
paper. I read the news flash. Oprah Winfrey likes taking hot baths. Catherine Zeta-Jones likes being pregnant. Britney Spears admires Madonna. The metric system and blunt force trauma. And they say Wayne Newton is finally eating solid food. Who gives our rights? Lower digestive tract. Who gives a purple possum to walk numb? Who gives a swollen rodent colon? Not I, not I, not I, my friend, not I. Liza Minnelli once wore sweat socks. David Hasselhoff goes on long walks. Frank Sinatra Jr., I'm not saying anything about him. Christina Aguilera likes to stare at ferrets. And evidently Joan Rivers has had some plastic surgery done. Who gives our rats lower digestive tract? Who gives a purple possum? Blossom Dewanum. Who gives a swollen rodent colon? Not I, not I, not I, my friend, not I.
My car all over the road. She had no mind for no vehicle code. She was singing real loud to the radio. She was slapping the dash to the rhythm, you know. I told her, slow down. My baby just smiled. She said, we're going to town. Things really got wild. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. I'll tell you the tale. My baby's in jail. My baby was crazed. She was drinking that gin. She'd do anything that the mood she was in. Went into a curve. Didn't even slow. Doing 105 past the highway patrol. With flashing lights, they pulled her over. She gave me a wink. She said, just act sober. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. A crazy female. My baby's in jail. Your license, please. You think you're a star? Give me those keys. Get out of that car. Now walk that line. Touch your nose. And recite the alphabet. Blowing this hose. They put the handcuffs on. Too drunk to drive. Gonna do some time. She blew a 3.5. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. I said, but she's so frail. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. Making love through the mail. Looking so pale. Hanging no tail. My baby's in jail.
My life is almost through. The state changed my address to death row. One, seven, two. The jury was out for almost a day, yeah. Came back with the words that no one should say. He's guilty of murder in the first degree. The judge said no excuse, no clemency. I told him I didn't remember. And don't you know it's really true? That's why I'm sitting here, yes I am. In that row, a 172. Oh. I'm sitting in my cell. My life is almost through. The state changed my address to death row. 172. Yes, they did. I'm reading my Bible, and I just don't know what to do. I wonder if God can see me down here in 172. If I could see my old lady in hold up just once again, and perhaps I wouldn't die such a mixed up young man. When I was in Vietnam for the army, Lord, I killed a dozen men, but I killed two in a bar room, and I never see the sun again. I'm sitting in my cell. My life is almost through. The state changed my address to death row. 172. 172. 172, John. Don't let them kill me. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die.
Doomsday.
Okay, good evening. Welcome back once again to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC. Yeah, you know that. You know me by now. And today we just got a bunch of grab bag stuff that I just kind of tossed at the wall. We took down what's stuck, and that's what you're getting tonight. For example, we started with Charlie Drew, who I have no knowledge of. That was Tinker Tailor, Soldier, Sailor. I love to read the funnies. I do too, but I don't have a newspaper anymore. That was a guy named Alan Nurse. And his orchestra from 1945. From 1915, we had Billy Murray. Hello, Hawaii. How are you? And then in a similar vein, Saul K. Bright and his Hollywayans. Honolulu, how do you do? Oh, Pukwudgie. Yes, that was Charlie Drake, the English guy. Yeah, you know him by now. Elvis, you're a GI now, so be good. That was Nervous Norvis. Janie Davids after that. I'm going to get even with Elvis Presley, Sergeant. Screams were totally unnecessary. Am I right, huh? Yeah. Haywood Banks, we got a couple from him tonight. That was called Not I. Johnny Was a Good Boy was the mystery trend from 1967. Kip Adada, who unfortunately just died recently. We say rest in peace, Kip, and thanks for the giggles. That was My Baby's in Jail. Death Row number 172 was Pacific Gas and Electric, featuring, that's right, Glenn Schwartz. and now let's see, Port of Ghost Ships was Deviled Ham. A product of the diseased mind of Big Al Pavlov. Remember him? He was from, I believe he was from Newark or Belleville, someplace like that in New Jersey. And that comes from 1968 from a very, very bad album. It's not that bad, but it just sucks, okay? The Shirelles, the weirdest find of the week, that was Doomsday. Yeah, a song about the bomb from the Shirelles. And then the Beach Boys, the girl from New York City. And, of course, you're listening to Beach Boys music as interpreted by the Wrecking Crew. So tonight we got a bunch of savage, silly stuff just for you. And I advise you to stay tuned because you don't want to miss any of it. Okay? It's a deal.
Don Bowman.
So what?
Same thing, fella. I hear an airplane coming, but I won't get upset. Last week I heard a freight train, and it ain't showed up yet. I'm stuck right here in Folsom, just cause my wife got sore. She fell out a hotel window from the 19th floor. Thank you so much for your courteous reception. Man, if I could just say quickly how honored me and the entire band are that you asked both of us back again this year to pick for the Folsom City Prison Break and the semi-annual Dance and Ride. I thought no one would notice she had even gone away. But one look at the sidewalk hit us plain as day. She had made a great big impression for about half a block around, actually. When the cops asked where my wife was, I said all over town. Nobody sang that low. We was asked to make this one quick announcement. Would the person who took the meat cleaver from the prison kitchen this morning please return same, cause it's very sharp and dangerous. The court gave me a lawyer with a record worse than mine. He's tried a lot of cases. I sure wish he'd tried mine. He ain't no Perry Mason. He made a deal somewhere. He traded life in prison for the electric chair. By the way, for any of you that do make it over the wall tonight, me and the band will be playing this weekend down at the big grand opening of Farley McClough's new feed and seed store and gas station. So we invite you to gather up the whole family and come on by. Free balloons for the kids. I said I'd like San Quentin, cause I'd heard it was best. The judge said, son, I'm sorry, but I don't take requests. I'm growing fond of Folsom. I don't regret my past, cause I figure it was worth it
to see Johnny Cash.
Thank you. Bless you, Howard. Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful, wonderful. Oh, wait just a minute. Ed Wiener, turn that radio down. I'm talking to Merle Haggard. Yeah, how you doing, Yogi, son of a gun? Merle, you may not recognize me by my voice, but I met you in Muskogee. Let's see. Honey, when is Merle in Muskogee? Oh, I was married to Elaine then. I think that was in June or November, somewhere along in there. You remember Elaine, don't you? Well, we talked to you there in Muskogee. You know, she had kind of brown hair. She was pretty thin then. She just had her operation. Boy, you wouldn't know her now. She's put on about 20 pounds. Nah, we couldn't make it, so we just split the blanket. Say, Hag, what I called you about was I got a pretty big promotion going on here in Hoyt, Montana. I'm handling new talent here in this area. Huh? No, I mean I'm their personal manager. Buddy, I got a girl singer that's a dead ringer for Tammy Wynette. I give her the stage name of Hillbilly Helen. Now, partner, she's something else. And she writes songs out of this world. Mars. No, she's a local girl right here in Hoyt. I told her I was going to call you and try to get her on a major recording label. She couldn't believe I knew you. And I told her that girls getting into the singing business is kind of like some girls getting a movie, you know. I told her you might want to spend some time with her alone. I didn't know how you felt about it, but she got the message. Well, Hag, I'll send you a reel-to-reel tape of some of Helen's stuff, normal speed. Say, ain't Bonnie Fuzzy's sister? Oh, I thought she was. I heard that in the joint. I done a little time myself, robbery. Well, tell them all I said hello. How'd they get your number? Oh, let's just say I got a connection. Hello? Hello? Hello, Hag. If we make it to December, everything's gonna be all right. Take it, Cliff. Hey, bum, 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 bum.
Oh, a mile in a crowded bus the other day when a pretty girl stood on my toe. And as I gazed into her eyes of blue, this thought kept running through my brain. You need feet to stand up straight with. You need feet to kick your friends. You need feet to keep your socks on and stop your legs from flying at the end. You need feet to walk to Scunthorpe or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for something, and I need feet to run away from you. Yes, folks, have you ever stopped to think what wonderful things feet are? Have you? Think of all the things you can do with just one pair of feet. If you hear a lilting melody, you can tap them. If you lose your temper, you can stamp them. And when you get home after a hard day's work, you can soak them. Yes, folks, feet are not to be sniffed at. So whether you're rich or whether you're poor, put your best foot forward, keep your feet on the ground, look the whole world in the feet and say, you need feet to walk to Scunthorpe or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for stomping, and I need feet to run away from you.
They had no change in Paducah, no small change in Des Moines. San Francisco had a shortage of coins. There were no half dollars for the Washington Bridge. So folks from Newark had to swim to Palm Ridge. In Las Vegas, Nevada, they played blackjack with beans. Used gold water buttons in the slot machines. Folks in pay toilets were bursting to pay. They needed new change right away. We need some new change made. And when the president heard about it, he took the hint. He sent this order to the Federal Mint. Start making halves and quarters, dimes and like that. Lady Bird stranded at the laundromat. The Mint reported, we don't have any silver or brass. So Johnson said, just get the lead out of someplace else. I don't care what you use, said LBJ. Just make some new change right away. See that some change gets made. So they made the new half a dollar out of plastic and zinc. It looks just like a great big tiddlywink. They made the new quarter and they claim it won't spoil. It's manufactured from aluminum foil. Crooks who make counterfeit coins now find they're hard to conceal, 'cause they look better than the coins that are real. Our brand new dime is made of paper mache. That's how the change is made today. That's how the change is made. What next, wooden nickels?
I got a nickel, you got a dime. Let's get together and we'll have a good time. cause I got you, and you got me, and we got 15 cents. Well, I don't have a worry, we got a date. We're going steady, man, and life's really great. Cause I got you, and you got me, and we got 15 cents. Oh, we've been saving our dreams up. Dreams are all we can spare. But with dreams like ours and 15 cents, why, baby, we're a millionaire. As long as you love me, there's no doubt. I'd like to bet you that we're gonna make out. Cause I got you, and you got me, and we got 15 cents. Cause I got you, and you got me, and we got 15 cents. Well, I got you, and you got me, and we got 15 cents. Oh, well, oh, we've been saving our dreams up. Dreams are all we can spare. But with dreams like ours and 15 cents, why, baby, we're a millionaire. Well, as long as you love me, there's no doubt. I'd like to bet you that we're gonna make out. Cause I got you, and you got me, and we got 15 cents.
John bought her a diamond bracelet at the store. Just imagine his chagrin when she traded it back in, even Stephen, for a brand new Ride-a-roo. Ride-a-roo,
Sophie loves it.
Ride-a-roo,
Sophie does it.
So if Sophie does it, you can do it too. When your paraphernalia flies, you'll feel higher than the skies. When your bounty ounces, Ride-a-roo, Ride-a-roo. London day, one night in May last fall, two coppers on their feet heard a distressing call. Up the table and chairs they raced, found the PM flat on his face. He cried, "Some blimey bloke has broke my Ride-a-roo,
Ride-a-roo,
Ride-a-roo."
Be alerted if the PM digs it, you will dig it too.
When your paraphernalia flies, you'll feel higher than the sky. When your bouncy ounces, Ride-a-roo, Ride-a-roo. Buster Brown, the leader of a rockin' band, had the girls excited all across the land. His agent blew his cranium when Buster played the palladium, perched upon his very own new Ride-a-roo. Ride-a-roo,
Buster rode it,
Ride-a-roo, Father
got it, so if they adored it, you'll adore it too.
When your paraphernalia flies, you'll feel higher than the skies. When your bouncy ounces, Ride-a-roo, Ride-a-roo.
You've really made a fool of me, I'm laughing at myself. You like to think that you're Snow White, and I am just your elf. No wonder people laugh at me and say when I come around, "Where is the circus? Here comes the clown." I really ought to dress myself in polka dots and lace, try to hide what's left of pride behind a painted face. then lead the brass band down the street and shout it to the town. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. You're like an organ grinder, I'm your monkey on a string. You toss me little bits of love, and I do everything. I'm walking on a tightrope, and I'm sure to tumble down. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. I'm the center of attraction, neath the big top I'm a star. A simple dupe who can't recoup from a love that's gone too far. I know my heart will break the day you ring the curtain down. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. I really ought to dress myself in polka dots and lace, and try to hide what's left of pride behind a painted face. Then lead the brass band down the street and shout it to the town. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown.
Old cowboy went riding out on a dark and windy day. On a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Their brands are still on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as he thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard and heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yay, those riders in the sky. Faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch at her, but they ain't caught him yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses, sword and fire, as they ride and hear their cry. As the riders looked on by him, he heard one call his name. Want to save your soul from hell riding on our rain? Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch a devil's herd riding through these endless skies. Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yay, those riders in the sky.
Hey, let us south for see I get to say. My dance is Queen und die Hopka geht. Aber das ist mir wurscht, weil ich bin gut drauf. Schaut's alle her, das ist nicht schwer, ich hab einen Lauf. Weil das freut mich, Schuhe platzen auf so lang, bis
seit dem Finger hier. Wer das schreibt mir auf Ladenzorn auf so lang, bis die Fetzen flirren. Weil das schreibt mir auf Ladenzorn auf und klatscht sein gegenseitig in die Hände. Ja, das schreibt mir auf Ladenzorn auf, als Kaffee zu mir, wo es mehr an den. Da kommt der Sepp und macht mich blöd an. Aber das lässt mich kalt, weil ich kenn ihn schon. Sepp, trink noch eins und lass ihn mal gut sein. Ich tanz dabei mit deiner Freundin, nahe Mai. Weil das freut mich schon, Ladenzorn auf so lang, bis euch die Finger quirlen. Ja, das freut mich schon, Ladenzorn auf so lang, bis die Fetzen quirlen. Weil das freut mich schon, Ladenzorn auf und klatscht euch gegenseitig in die Hände. Ja, das freut mich schon, bleibt so ein Erfolgskaffer zu mir, wo es mehr annehmen. Er spielt so einen auf, es geht schon. Er spielt so einen auf, aber macht es laut. Er spielt so einen auf, hey, es geht schon. Er spielt so einen auf, weil mir das gar so freut. Er spielt so einen auf, hey, es geht schon. Er spielt so einen auf, aber macht es laut. Er spielt so einen auf, hey, es geht schon. Er spielt so einen auf. Ladenzorn auf so lang, bis euch die Finger klirren. Schub, Ladenzorn auf so lang, bis die Fetzen flirren. Schub, Ladenzorn auf und klatscht euch gegenseitig in die Hände. Schub, Ladenzorn auf, als Kaffee zu mir, wo es mehr annehmen.
Take my gift. guitar. Take off with my fuzz box. You can take my blue suede shoes, but give me back my Kishka. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back? Yakov found the Kishka. Yakov found that Kishka. You know Yakov found the Kishka. He hung it on the rack. Hey! Yakov found the Kishka. Yakov found the Kishka. Yakov found the Kishka. He hung it on the rack.
Now, the makers of Tingle, the wintergreen-flavored dental floss, invite you to join us for another thrilling adventure of Elmer W. Litzinger, Spy.
Hello there. I'm Elmer W. Litzinger, Spy. My most recent assignment carried me to a small waterfront bar in Lisbon. My government had reason to suspect that the place was a clearinghouse for international agents passing military secrets back and forth through the Iron Curtain. The bar seemed quiet enough as I entered, a few seamen drinking ale in one corner, an old man resting on his cane by the front door, and then suddenly an exotic brunette came in and stepped up to the bar. I had a hunch she might be the person I was looking for.
Si, senorita, something for you?
I hear the weather has been very clear this week in the Canary Islands.
Ah, senorita, you know the password. Apparently you have information for me to pass along to regional headquarters.
Yes, listen carefully. I have succeeded in getting secret American documents. They show that the United States now has 47 submarines in the Mediterranean.
Hey, 47 is more than we thought, senorita. You have done well.
Pardon me, I hate to break into your conversation, but I am Elmer W. Litzinger, spy. I couldn't help overhearing, and you're all wet, lady. We have 63 submarines in the Mediterranean.
Oh, so you are a spy, you say? For which side, senor?
I am with the United States government. Here are my credentials. The picture there was taken when I still had my mustache. But I'm sure you'll see the resemblance.
Si, senor. You are what you say you are. Perhaps you may even know something about aircraft carrier strength in the Suez area.
Yes, we have three of them down there, but don't just let me babble on this way. I'm sure that you and the lady have things to talk about.
There'll be plenty of time for that later, senor. We do not meet a gentleman of your professional background often. What about American atomic power in the Middle East?
Well, all of the carriers have A-bombs aboard. Several of the submarines do, too. I could send over a map showing their location.
We'll be most appreciative, senor.
Well, gee, it sure is nice to meet friendly people so far away from home. Won't you have a glass of wine with me? There's still some in the bottle over on my table.
No, thank you, senor. It has been poisoned.
Well, okay, then. Incidentally, I'll have to file something with Washington about you people. That's what I was sent here for. I wonder if you'd be good enough to give me your name.
Of course, senor. I am number 723.
And I am number 812.
But people who know her well just call her 8.
723 and 812. Well, this is the meaty kind of stuff that good spy reports are made of. I'll get a cable off to Washington immediately. I'll just say, the case of the Lisbon bar closed successfully by Elmer W. Litzinger, spy.
Bad mother sucker. Boy,
But you got a sister. But you got a brother. But he was known to shoot. Had a pearl, had a 22 in the leg of his boot. One-eyed Jack, bad mother sucker. Wanted by the law. All of New England states, banned by the law, of all the great men. Now, he wasn't a black man, and he wasn't white. Born on an Indian reservation, on a cold winter night, one-eyed Jack. Bad mother son, born without a sister, and born without a brother. He had a picture of his mother round his neck on a solid gold locket and a roll of $100 bills in his right hand pocket. One-eyed Jack. One-eyed Jack. One-eyed Jack.
Always clean when he makes a scene. He's got all the fellas chicks in his pretty machine. Boy, I wish that I could live like that. Look yonder, there goes Happy Jack.
Happy, 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 happy No, I would not pay. I would not play Pinball Wizard for you. You've heard it too many times. Am I right? Okay. But I can't talk over it because I have no respect. I do, really. Speaking of respect, Don Bowman up top, a very well-respected person in the music industry in Nashville. That was the Folsom Prison Blues, number two. I love the bit at the end. I hate you. Tommy Collins after that, part of that whole crowd, Don Bowman, that whole crew. Hello, Hag. Inches and Miles, another one from Haywood Banks. That one took a weird turn. Bernard Breslau. He was one of those guys. Remember the all those stupid English movies, the Carry-Ons? You know, Carry-On Nurse, Carry-On Doctor, Carry-On Laughing, whatever. I don't know. That was Bernard Breslau. He was the big, big guy who really, you know, kind of looked like a total idiot. He was not, by the way. He had two PhDs, and that was called You Need Feet. He was a podiatrist. No, he wasn't. That's How the Change is Made, was Alan Sherman from a special album he made for the Solo Cup people way, way back then. Russ Tamblyn, remember him? That was 15 Cents. He was Tom Thumb. He was also Riff in West Side Story. That came from 1958, if you're keeping score. Teresa Brewer, Ride-A-Roo. Go right ahead, please. Where is the Circus? It's in Washington, D.C., Hank. Hank Thompson there from 1968. The Ghost Riders Polka was Mike Surratt and the Continental Polka Band from Year Unknown. And then, let's see if I can pronounce this right. Heimat Damisch, I would say. Heimat Damisch. They're from Germany, and that was their version of Happy. They're really good. I like them a lot, and I'll be bringing you more of them in the future. And since the past is taken. Okay, Who Stole the Kishka was the Polkaholics. Let's see. Bob and Ray, Elmer W. Litzinger, Spy, sent in to find out who stole the Kishka. Kishka. One-Eyed Jack was from Andre Williams and the Sadies. And then Happy Jack from the Rivingtons. Gives me a point. Gives me an opportunity to point out that my son Jack, my one-eyed cat son, has been promoted to co-producer with me. Jersey has decided to retire and will go on to a life of complaining. Okay? Anyway, I'll see you next week. Have a good one.
I've been noticing people getting nicer every day. Kindness and consideration sweeping across the nation in every way. We get cut off in traffic, we smile and we wave. We don't make rude gestures, we know how to behave. And it's fun, 'cause you never know
who's got a gun.
Behind an old lady in the 10 items or less express cash only line, as she unloads an entire cart of groceries, then pulls out her checkbook, you just smile, say, take your time. We don't get angry, we don't start to curse, 'cause she could pull an Uzi out of her purse. You better run, 'cause you never know
who's got a gun.
To be a time when people showed some style and grace. They'd have the good manners to not cock a shotgun while you curse them to their face. Oh, after you. Oh no, that cigar doesn't bother me at all. It's all right, I don't need the armrest. Used to be a time when people showed some style and grace. They'd have the good manners to not cock a shotgun while you curse them to their face. Oh, you used
your pointy little head about a person's race or sex or church or even the way they comb the hair on their head. Oh, you really gotta watch the way you're flapping your lip, and while you're at it, leave your waitress a real nice tip, son. You just never know
who's got a gun.
No, you never know
who's got a gun.
About a half an hour later. you wonder why you did.
Hang on.
That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do.
I can't reach that note.
Set you free.
I'm going to absolve you, Thelma.
I will. Absolve you,
really? What are you going to do?
Absolve you, Thelma.
Enlightenment.